Chapter 8. Nancy's Secret. Mr. Bumble was now the master of the workhouse where Oliver was born. One evening, Monks went to talk to him.
"Are you Mr. Bumble?"
asked Monks.
"Yes, I'm the master of the workhouse," said Mr. Bumble with an important voice.
"My name is Monks. Listen to me. You must tell me something."
He put two gold coins on the table. Mr. Bumble put them quickly in his pocket.
12 years ago, a boy was born in your workhouse. His mother died after he was born,"
Monks said.
"Yes, I remember. That boy is Oliver Twist,"
said Mr. Bumble.
"Your wife was with Oliver's mother when she died. Your wife took something from her. I want to talk to her. Meet me at the old house near the river tomorrow night."
The next night, Mr. and Mrs. Bumble went to the house near the river.
"Sit down,"
Monk said.
"Now, tell me about Oliver Twist's mother."
"I want £25 in gold,"
said Mrs. Bumble. Monks gave her the money. Mrs. Bumble gave him a gold wedding ring. Cut in the ring was a name, Agnes. Monks looked at the gold ring. Then he threw it into the river.
"No one can find it there,"
he said with an angry voice. Bill Sykes was ill for several weeks, and Nancy took care of him. She loved Bill Sykes. One day, he said to Nancy,
"Go to Fagin and ask him for some money."
When Nancy arrived at Fagin's house, he said,
"Sir, Sykes wants some money. Wait here."
At that moment, Monks came to see Fagin. Monks looked at Nancy. Fagin said,
"It's all right, Monks. Nancy is one of my young people.
Let's go to the other room. I must talk to you about something important,"
said Monks. Fagin and Monks went to the other room and shut the door. Nancy listened quietly at the door. She heard terrible things. She was very unhappy. She decided to go to the hotel near Hyde Park to talk to Rose Maley. Monks left, and Fagin gave Nancy some money. The next day, Nancy went to buy food and drink for Sykes. He drank a lot and fell asleep.
"Sykes is sleeping. I must go now,"
thought Nancy. She shut the door silently. She ran across London to a quiet hotel near Hyde Park. Rose, Mrs. Maley, Dr. Losburne and Oliver were there. At 10 o'clock, she entered the hotel.
"My name is Nancy. I want to see Miss Rose Maley, please,"
she said.
"It's very important."
A servant looked at her old clothes. Then he went upstairs. When he returned, he said,
"Please, follow me."
The servant took Nancy to Rose's room.
"I am Rose Maley. You wanted to see me?"
Rose's sweet voice and gentle manner surprised Nancy. She started crying.
"Oh, dear lady,"
Nancy said,
"I must tell you a terrible secret." "Please sit down, miss,"
said Rose.
"I want to save Oliver,"
Nancy said to Rose.
"Oliver?"
exclaimed Rose. Nancy told Rose about Monks and Fagin.
"Monks is a bad man. He knows you are here with Oliver. Oliver is in big danger. Fagin and Monks want to kidnap Oliver. Fagin teaches boys to steal. Monks wants Fagin to make Oliver a thief. Then the police can catch him and put him in prison or kill him. Monks wants his brother to die."
"His brother?"
exclaimed Rose.
"Yes, Oliver is Monks' half-brother. I heard Monks say, nobody knows the name of Oliver's mother. I threw a ring into the river. I don't know all of Monks's plan.
This is terrible. What can I do to help Oliver?
Asked Rose.
You must tell this secret to a good man. We must save Oliver.
When can we meet again?
Asked Rose.
Meet me on London Bridge on Sunday night, between 11 and midnight. I must go now.
Oh, no,
said Rose.
Don't return to those thieves. I can help you. Take some money and go far away. You can start a new life.
I don't want money,
said Nancy.
No one can help me. It's too late. I have no future. Thank you for your kindness, sweet lady. Remember, Sunday night on London Bridge.